कृष्ण नमः ओम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पश्चात देश तारिणे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय अधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकिन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामनि गौरात्वेशे नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंदा श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम् स्थापितां येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदां हरे कृष्णा 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 राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा यू आर ऑल वेलकम फॉर कंटिन्यूटी ऑफ अवर नेक्टर ऑफ डिवोशन भक्ति शास्त्री टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग द लास्ट चैप्टर ऑफ दिस भक्ति शास्त्री ईस्टर्न साइड ऑफ द ओशन ऑफ डिवोशन द उत्तम भक्ति and it has four waves. The first wave is samanya bhakti, which means general devotion, uttam. And the second wave is sadhan bhakti, which means devotional service in practice, and which have two divisions. One is vaidhi sadhan bhakti, which means rules and regulation with a faith and a scripture and a spiritual master. The other is Rag Anuga Bhakti, in which spontaneous attachment to some rag. Third wave is Bhav Bhakti, which is actually the mature stage of Sadhan Bhakti. Sadhan Bhakti, either Vaidhi or Rag Anuga, will ultimately awaken the Bhav, which means the transcendental ecstasy. There is already within the heart of a living entity that manifests, awakened by sadhan bhakti. And these two chapters we discuss bhava bhakti, the devotion and ecstasy. Now, bhava bhakti, when matures more, becomes deeper, that stage is called prema. So, goal is prema and sadhana is a bhakti, in between is bhava. So, bhava is not sadhana bhakti. Why? Bhava is not sadhana bhakti. Why? Because it is not achieved by sadhana, it is already inside. The seed of bhava is in everybody's heart. Therefore, it is not bhava bhakti. Therefore, it is not sadhana bhakti, right? It is not sadhana bhakti. And it is not prem bhakti because the bhav is not mature. Still, there is a trace of apradh, sinful activity. There is possibility of fall down in bhav. So bhav is not the goal, complete prem, because there is still some traces of apradh at this stage of bhav are present. Therefore, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given a third in between category, between the prem and sadhan. It is not sadhan, you must know it is not sadhan, because it is inbuilt, seed of bhava, which actually is a precursor of prem. So prem is the mature state of, is a mature state of bhava. Like example given, sugar cane, you boil the sugar cane, then it become condensed, become molasses, then again you more refine it, become white sugar, then you again make it sugar candy. So in this way, see, bhav more and more it goes, then it becomes prem and it goes to higher stages of prem also. So prem itself has a 7 more higher stages after prem. That is the subject matter of the other part of the bhakti rasa, nectar of devotion. Now, so prem is the mature state of bhav. When bhav deepens to its maximum point, it is called prem. It's okay? So bhav is a prem is a maximum mature state of bhav. So bhav, when mature, it becomes prem. Is it okay? Now there is a, at this stage I'm just giving you a philosophical point. Usually when we boil the sugar cane juice, then it becomes molasses, but juice is finished. You can have a juice now, right? And when the molasses, you again refine it, it becomes sugar, then molasses is lost. So what it means, when bhav matures in prem, then bhav is disappears. This is logic. Logic is like this. If you condense the sugar cane juice into sugar, then juice is finished. Because juice has become the sugar. So there is no existence of juice, right? So what do you think? When prem appears, bhav is there or not? This is the logic. It should be there or it should not be there? What do you think?
It should not be there.
So this is the interesting point Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is speaking. Materially speaking, juice disappears, then sugar exists. Yes. But since bhav is swarup shakti of Krishna, it is not material. You know what is definition of bhav? Shuddha sattva vishesh atma. And what is Vishuddha Sattva? Swarup Shakti, Samvit and Aladini. So, even when it becomes Prem, bhav continues. Because what you call? Sakha, bhav. Vatsalya, bhav. So, bhav will still continue. Can you understand this? This is the difference between the material and the spiritual thing. So it's not that when bhav condenses to become prem, bhav disappears. Then bhav will show its effect, action, And the action of the bhava is called anubhava. Anu means follow. So when any person in a bhava pro is do something, perform some action, that is called anubhava. And these anubhavas, ultimately, which is the next section of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion, ultimately condense into sthayi bhava. The bhava become sthayi bhava, and there are five sthayi bhava. You understand? There is sthayi bhava, five sthayi bhava. Sakha bhava, vatsal, there is sthayi bhava. So bhava will continue, is okay? Like prem, you know, prem matures more, it becomes sneha. After sneha, it becomes maan. Prem, sneha, maan, then it becomes praniya. Then it becomes anurag. Then bhav and mahabhav. So when there is anurag, so it's still, when anurag there, maan will stay there. It's not that maan disappears. Because every stage is more higher, but the lower stage also exists. Is it okay? Can you understand this point? The another example given, like Krishna has at least three, right? Kumar means childhood pastime. Pongal means says pastime with the friends. And Kishore means pastime with the gopis, generally. His all three is generally when child becomes grown up, then child has, age of the child is gone, right? I'm not more, no more child. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna's childhood pastime is eternal. His Pongal age pastime is also eternal. And his Kishore pastime is also eternal. What it means? It means when Krishna is performing here, the pastime of childhood, say 3 years and 4 months, then his pastime is here. When he become Pongal avastha and age, and he become a cowherd boy, exactly at that time, he is appearing in some other universe, and his childhood pastime start again there. You understand? So, his childhood pastime continues eternally in some universe. His Kishore, his young pastime with the cowherd boys continues in some other universe. And his Kishore also pastime continues in some other universe. So, all his ages are eternal. Is it okay? You understand this? This is the difference between Supreme Lord and us. And he also, then again, he appears here as in one day of Brahma for childhood pastime. Krishna appears regularly in one day of Brahma in 7th Manvantara. So the example is given, when sun is not seen, it is seen somewhere else. But after 12 years, it will again arise here. Yeah. So similarly, Krishna's Nitya Leela is called, therefore it is called a Nitya Leela. It means his pastime of going on continuously. Therefore, all his relationship with Krishna are also continuously going on. One thing becomes prominent, but other will remain there. It's still there. It does not disappear. Is it okay? This philosophical point is clear? So, now prem. Definition of prem, this is definition from Madhya Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke this definition to Sanatana Goswami. Samyam masri samyam masrinita swanto. Mamat Tva atishyam kitaha bhava sa eva sadratma बुद्धे प्रेम निगद्यते सम्यम् अश्रणिता स्वान्तो मम त्वा अतिशांकितः भाव स एव सान्द्रात्मा बुद्ध हि प्रेम निगद्यते. Any one word in this verse can you remember? Sandra Atma. What is Sandra Atma? Sandra Atma Vishesh Bhakti. Sandra Atma Vishesh. Sandra Ananda Vishesh Atma. Right? Meaning of condensed bliss, right? So, what is in the bhav? Bhav, heart melts, you know, and heart becomes soft, you know, in bhav, heart becomes soft. We did, and the word was mashredna. Chit, what is the definition of bhav? Chit, mashredna. The heart becomes soft. You remember the two. What is the bhav? Bhav has two characteristics, primary and secondary. What is the primary characteristic of bhav? What? Bhav? So that is what is the word? Vishuddha Sattvatma. Right? Vishuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma. That is a primary. And what is the secondary characteristic? Two. One is chitta marshan, which means heart becomes soft. And the other one is ruchi bhihi. Many tastes develops to meet Krishna, to see Krishna, to become near to Krishna. So same word mashrena, but samyan means, samyak means completely. Fully, heart becomes fully softened. Like a butter. In bhav it is start softening. But in prem it becomes completely soft like butter. So in prem, in a love of God, first thing is swanto. Swanto means one's inner senses, which is heart. Inner senses is mind actually. This is it. The word is used heart because the bhava or the emotions are in the heart. So heart becomes completely soft. Swanto means once. Once heart becomes completely soft. Is it okay? And second thing is mamatva. When we start devotional service, what do we say? Krishna. When somebody surrenders, then what he says? Krishna, I am yours. Generally, aham tvam. I am yours, right? But when prem arises, one will say, Krishna is mine. Mamatva. Krishna is mine. Right? Atyasha ankita. Atyasha. Ati means too much. It's a deep feeling that Krishna is mine. I am asking you one question. Who is Krishna? Well, generally, many years I am asking this question when discussing with devotees. Who is Krishna? Yes?
He's my father.
Huh?
He's my father.
He's my father. Very good. Who is Krishna? Yes?
Supreme Personality of Godhead,
yes.
He's a father, he's a mother, he's a lover, he's a guru, he's the best friend.
Of?
Everyone.
Everyone, okay. Krishna is the one?
Beloved.
Beloved of? He is beloved of? Everybody loves Krishna. Yeah, you want this? Or Krishna loves everybody? Are you bold, huh?
And to the stage of Srimal, this love is very deep, very strong. And I'm sorry, I cannot.
You love Krishna, okay, that's good. Anybody else? Who is Krishna? Akhil Rasamrita Murti. This verse says, when you say, I just ask this, everybody say something like that, what you are saying. Then ask the next question, if you meet somewhere, Mother Yashoda, and you ask from her, who is Krishna, what will be her answer?
My son.
Right? So, the devotee, when he develops this stage of prem, he will not say, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he says, he is my master. At least, all the devotees, when they are initiated, they are told this relationship, that you are servant of Krishna. So we have to say, he is my master. Who is Krishna? He is my master. My friend. So mamatva means deep possessiveness. Krishna is mine. So if we begin, we are Krishna's, and then when it matures in love, we say Krishna is mine. So mamatva atisha ankitaha. This is deep possessiveness of Krishna. Then bhava sa eva sandra atma. That bhava now has become condensed. And buddhaya means those who are intelligent. They call this stage prema. So the definition says, when the bhava softens the heart completely, which means samyan mashrita swanto, become endowed with great feeling of possessiveness in relation to Lord, which means mamatva atishya ankitaha. Two things. Then, and becomes very much condensed, intensified, which means sandra atma. It is called prem, love of God by learned scholars. Is it okay? Now in this definition, which do you think is primary characteristic and which is secondary? Because we are doing uttama bhakti, there is a primary and secondary, right? You remember you have to memorize three verses for your nectar of instruction?
Four?
Oh. What is the first one? Anya abhilashita sunyam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulyana krishna anusilanam bhaktir uttama. In this definition, which is primary and which is secondary? Huh? Anusilanam is primary. Krishna anusilanam, right? And what are the secondary? Anya abhilishita, abhilashita and jnana karmadi, right? Is it okay? Which is the next verse you have to remember? Sarvapadi vinar muktam. Okay. And what is the third verse? Atha Krishna, Sri Krishna namadi bhaveta. And what is the fourth one? Anasakta vishyan. Uchyate. Okay. So you remember four verses you have to memorize, alright? Have you written this and putting your in pocket? No. You write and put in your pocket, and every day at least 10 times read it. Whenever you get time, walking here, this must be in your pocket. use some small card, write down your verse and keep in your pocket and look at least 10 times a day in the verse. And then you will memorize it very easily. Alright, so in this verse, which is primary characteristic and which is secondary, do you think? Huh? In bhav it was primary or secondary? In bhav, in definition of bhav, it was for primary, huh? It was primary or secondary? Secondary. So why it should be primary here?
This is the next stage.
So it should still remain secondary. Yes. What are the two which appears in each stage? True characteristic of devotion. What are the two which appears by prem? New two. Sandrananda, Visheshana and Krishna Akrishani, right? So which word do you think should be the primary characteristic in this verse? Sandrananda. Sandrananda is prema, is a softened and extreme possessiveness. Great possessiveness is secondary. So here it is. Characteristic of prema. Primary Swarup Lakshan is Sandra Atma. Is it okay? Right? Now here if instead of prema, if write bhav, if a characteristic of bhav, what you will write primary? If there is no prem on I write bhav, what will you write? Primary will be? Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma is primary. You remember? Vishuddha Sattva Vishesh Atma is primary for bhav. It's okay? And so primary for the prema is Sandra Atma. Condensed state of bhav. Is it okay? The secondary are called Tatistha or secondary Lakshana, means characteristics. They are number one, Samyam Marsham. Marshanita Swanto, completely softened heart. Once heart is completely softened like a butter. And in a bhav, secondary was heart is softened, not completely softened, only Chitta Marshan. And here Samyan Marshan. What is the second characteristic? Second characteristic? Mamatva Atishya Ankitaha. Highly possessive ownership of Krishna. Krishna is mine. Whatever relation it is. Son, friend, lover, master, whatever is mine. Is it okay? In bhav it was only ruchi bhi, taste. I want to be near Krishna. But here Krishna is mine. So it becomes more deep. Is it okay? Is this line all right?
Yes.
You understand the definition of prema and its two portions? Now the next topic should be mamatva. Mamatva means possessiveness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described this. Ananya Mamta Vishnu Mamata Prema Sangata Bhaktirutti Uchyate Bhishma Prahalada Udhava Naradahi. Now this is in our book, all these names are there. They are describing what is a prem. Srila Prabhupada has paraphrased this verse in our book. Can you see? Then you can find out Narada Pancharatra. Okay? It's clearly said. Okay, now see in this verse. Ananya Mamta Vishnu. Ananya means only in Vishnu, not in anybody else. Mamta means possessiveness. And then Mamata Prema Sangata. Sangata means attachment. When one develops unflinching sense of ownership and possessiveness, when one thinks Vishnu and no one else to be the only object of love, such an awakening is called bhakti by exalted person like Bhishma, Prahlad, Uddhava and here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has an interesting commentary. He says, actually, Vishnu, it means even Vishnu become attached to Krishna. And then he gives the example when Mahavishnu wanted to have a darshan of Krishna, then he stole the children of Brahman and Dwarka, and Arjuna and Krishna went to the spiritual world. So he writes that actually, because generally, when they are generally, ultimately, prem is also in Vaikuntha. So Vishnu is presiding Vaikuntha. But ultimately, when generally, Narada is a disciple of directly Narayan. So he will speak Vishnu. And Prahlad also Narayan. Only Uddhava is Krishna's devotee. So there is a depth also, so he has a very lengthy commentary on this word. But generally Vishnu in a beginning, but it will go deep, we will come to that point. So the main point what we are thinking now is, at the stage of prem, the devotee owns Krishna. He says, Krishna is mine. He will have ownership, possessiveness or ownership. Okay? Is it okay? So this is more explained what these others are speaking. Krishna, well, Rupa Goswami will give his own opinion by verse 6 in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. By 4 he is quoting other acharyas. And out of these 4, 3 are Mahajan. Narada is Mahajan, Prahlad is Mahajan, Bhisham is Mahajan. And Uddhav is the topmost devotee next to gopis. Uddhav is topmost devotee of Krishna next to gopis. After gopis, the number comes Uddhav. And then the others. At the end of this chapter, Srila Rupa Goswami writes two things. He says, first, those who are interested in this subject should read my master Sanatana Goswami's Brad Bhagavat Amrita. He writes, he gives advice. And then he also pay his obeisance to Sanatana Goswami that he should be pleased. Along with, he write Gopal, which means Krishna. And also, which means Gopal Bhatt Goswami. He writes interesting verse which has the two meanings. In the end, we will read in our book, it is there. It's a very interesting verse, which has two meanings. So, Mamatvad Uddhav and Narada. Possessiveness, so Krishna is mine. No, mine. There is Chandravali's group. The leftist, this is a leftist group. And Chandravali is a rightist group. So this is the higher, the love is, the other side is deep love. In bhava, one understand one's eternal relationship with Lord, which means Swarup. By the stage of bhava, one realizes his Swarup. Swarup means his relationship with Krishna. As Sakha, as Vatsalya, as Madhurya, as servitude, he will realize that. In Prem Bhakti, however, one actually enters Lord's eternal pastime in one's eternal spiritual identity. It means at one stage he realizes only in his mind, I have this. He reaches to the stage of Prem, then he acts according to that relationship. You understand? Through his Siddhdeha, which means his realized spiritual eternal. And we have this example of Raghunath Das Goswami. He was watching Radha Krishna. Radha Rani behind and watching everything, and gopis are laughing. And so Rupa Goswami is also laughing. So he was sitting here, but he was seeing that. It means they enter into that pastime. So this is the difference between the bhava and prem. In bhava, samkrishna, but at level of prem, he actually boiled the milk in with his siddhdeha. In that, he is there, right there in a pastime. Body is here, but this his spiritual form, he entered into that leela. Is it okay? In the mood that Krishna is my son, or Krishna is my friend, or Krishna is my lover. So whatever relation is, if somebody is in a mood of, say, Yashoda, then he and she will just churning butter. Krishna, binding Krishna, chastising Krishna, something like that. So that mood, he will be in that mood. I have to feed Krishna, he might be hungry. So that mood is there. Krishna nicely put a peacock feather, put a beautiful turban, all this. And Krishna goes and roll in the Braja Raja, in a sand, three times and come before Yashoda. How I look, mama? Yashoda took a stick, said, all day I take to decorate you and then you come back dirty. So Krishna runs and she runs. He said, it appears you were pig in your last life. You are always in the sand. Krishna stopped. He said, oh, my mother knows. In my one incarnation, go out so beautiful. These gopis, they have evil eye. Then I become sick. Then you have to take me to the Vaidya and to some Babaji and you will cry. So I am putting this dirt that nobody can have an evil eye. Oh, then Yashoda says, oh yes, oh my Krishna, was a darling Krishna. So this is the way Yashoda is thinking, the one who is like, thinks like that. So these are some pastimes which are so interesting. He says that somebody is in a mood of Uddhava, he will say, Uddhava once asked Krishna, Krishna, anyway, I lived with you, I talked with you, walked with you, but I have one question. You loved so much Pandavas, but when Pandavas was defeated in the chase, gambling, Yudhishthira Maharaj, why you did not help them? Even, why you did not help them? Krishna says, Uddhava, do you know, Duryodhana was not knowing the game. He has a money, but he was not knowing the game. He used his maternal uncle Shakuni to play the game. Why Yudhishthira did not select me to play the game? It is his mistake. If he would have selected me, because it is a match, he has selected Mama. He should, then do you think, will Shakuni win me? No. But he did not do that. And he did not allow me to come in because he wanted to hide himself and play. He was saying, Krishna does not know that what I am doing. So he did not really did a right decision. I wanted to help them, but they said no, they don't want to. Until unless Draupadi only called me, then some I have to go. Just to save her, but it is their fault. Why they did not select me directly? So these are the bhavs which comes into the devotees when they are at the level of prem, and they have this type of direct talk with Krishna, and they become really like possessiveness is like that. Once the devotee from Barsana went to Srinathji, which is in Nath Dwara. And these are simple, you know, sadhus having only 10 rupees, 20 rupees just by best fare they went there, and they wanted some prasad, and they said, you pay money for prasad, because they sell prasad there. And then they went outside the temple. He said, Krishna, in Nandagaon, in Barsana, every day we get prasad. Here we came to see you and we have to pay for prasad. We don't have money. How can we go back? We have no fare. We don't want to see you. We are going back. We are yours. No. Why you are not taking care of us? So they become really angry with Krishna. So they went and sitting under a tree. In the meantime, some pujari taking a big basket of prasad, and he was saying, hey, who is from Barsana? Who is from Nandagaon? They say, we are from there. He said, this is a prasad. He said, we don't have money. He said, no. Gopal has sent this prasad for you. Gopal has sent prasad. Then one of them said, oh Krishna, if you think when we chastise you, then you only feed us, we would have said you earlier. Yeah? You listen to the chastisement. That's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu writes. Krishna says, when the Brahmins recite Vedas and they glorify me, it is not pleasing me. But when my dear devotees like gopis, they chastise me, I really feel a great pleasure. So he wanted some time to be near those people, devotees, they think Krishna is mine. Why you are not doing like that? So they have a love, very deep love. So in love they act like that. So this is the mamatva. And then we are coming to this. How the two ways to achieve prem. Very simple. One is from bhav and other is from mercy. This is like kripa and bhav. Okay? From bhav is called bhav uttho. Uttho means arising from bhav. And from Lord's extraordinary mercy, ati prasad uttho. In our book, these are the two words like that. You know? Say, Lord's extraordinary mercy and ecstasy. Can you see this ecstasy? Ecstasy is a bhavutho. You can write in a book where there's ecstasy, it is bhavutho. In our book, you see ecstasy on page number 143. Ecstasy, and then on this page 44, there is Lord's extraordinary mercy. So these are the two ways by which one can reach to the stage of prem. Now the one which is coming from bhav is also further of two types. One is coming from the bhav which arises from vaidhi sadhan bhakti, right? That is called vaidha, means from vaidhi bhakti. Bhavutho means bhav that arises. And this is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 2nd chapter, verse 40 in our book. We will read this. So, somebody should read this one line. Srimad Bhagavatam 40, Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? A devotee in the course of executing regular principle of devotional service develops his natural Krishna consciousness, and being thus softened at heart, he chants and dances like a madman. While performing chanting of the holy name of the Lord, he sometimes cries, sometimes talks wildly, sometimes sings, and sometimes, without caring for any outsider, dances like a madman. This is the prem arising from Vaidhi Bhakti. Is it okay? Vaidhi Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhav Prem. It is like that. Vaidhi Sadhan Bhakti, Bhav arising from Vaidhi Bhakti, and Prem arising from Vaidhi Bhav. It's okay? The other is from Rag Anuga Sadhan. It become Rag Anugya Bhav Uttha. Rag Anugya. This is right, not right. It should be Rag Anugya. Rag Anugya means arising from Rag Anuga Bhakti. Rag Anugya Bhav Uttha. That ecstasy which is arising from Rag Anuga. And Srila, here the examples are, in our book the examples are, can you see the Lord's mercy? There are two quotations. Can you see two quotations? One is Uddhav. He is speaking to Uddhav about the gopis, right? And this is not Boli Maharaj, this is Bali. The page. Rani himself came, Krishna in a mood of Radha came to give love of God, and Srila Prabhupada also came from there to give the Krishna prem. But when he was preaching at the level of common man. But in his books, he has given everything. It's not that he has not given the higher taste. He is giving all these things in his books. So that which is by the mercy, extraordinary mercy is of two types. So mercy is of two types. Can you go down and see? One is endowed with knowledge of Lord's power, Mahatamya Gyan Yukta. Endowed with knowledge of Lord's power, it means they know Lord is, God is great. So Mahatamya means glory, Gyan means knowledge, Yukta means endowed with. Endowed with the majesty of the Lord. And the other is called Kevala. This is endowed with only the knowledge of Lord's sweetness. So this Kevala is only in the Brajamandal. This Kevala type of Krishna Prem by extraordinary mercy is only in Vrindavan, Brja, whole Brajamandal. While Krishna Prem by his mercy, in which there is knowledge about the opulence of Krishna, is in Vaikuntha, in Dwarka, in Mathura, where they are great devotees, they love Krishna, but they also know Krishna is God. By now, because the Srila Prabhupada's teaching of the Goswamis, we all are fortunate that we are endeavoring for Kevala, mercy. Krishna can give us that mercy that we can have a Brja Prem, right? Doesn't mean that the other prem is of low, never think that it is of a little less category. This is the topmost prem which is not available to the millions of people. This is very high prem. Vaikuntha prem, Dwarka prem. Do you think in this category who are coming? Yashoda, Devaki, Vasudev, Pandavas, they are coming in this category. It's not ordinary prem. It's a very high prem. But the majesty of the Lord, they know. Srila Rupa Goswami Swami gives one example. Not in our book, right? In other places. You know, olden days when people used to give charity, they used to give hidden charity. You know, charity. Hidden charity means Gupta Dan is an English, Hindi word. Gupta means confidential. Like they used to give somebody a sweet, a laddu, they put a golden coin inside the laddu. So when he eat laddu, then he would get a golden coin inside. You know, still, I remember when we were children, and in our temple, people used to give till a laddu with a, some money inside. So we are not interested in laddu, we are breaking all laddus to get the coins. This is it. So Srila Rupa Goswami is giving example. People used to give ghee, I mean clarified butter, as a charity. They used to, because usually cow's ghee is yellow in color. They used to put gold inside. Now when somebody take the ghee at home, then he see the gold inside, then the ghee has little importance to him. Gold is costly, what is the price? Ghee, then ghee become less important. So these are the devotees, they love Krishna, but when they see inside Krishna Godship, then they fold their arms and they become more in awe and reverence. Because they are aware of Krishna's Godhood. They know Krishna is Godhead. While Srila Rupa Goswami says, when the gold is put in ghee and it is a winter and ghee is condensed, you cannot see gold. Gold is inside, but you cannot see gold. So Brajabasis, their heart has a condensed ghee. Krishna is like a condensed ghee. Though Godhead is inside, they are not interested, they don't look at it, and they don't value that. They are only interested in Krishna, not his Godhead. Godheadship. It means they are only interested in sweet. They know Krishna is God, but they saw Krishna has lifted Govardhan. No, no. It is Vishnu. He has empowered Krishna. So they were our son. So they were not thinking Krishna is God. So there is the sweetness. They are not praying Krishna, they are praying for Krishna. That is the beauty of the Brajavasis. So this prasad or mercy, it is of two types. One is in which somebody knows Godhead, Krishna is Godhead, but still he has a deep love. And the other, the only sweet, and they are Brajavasis, that is will come now to that stage. Is it okay? This is simply repetition. Now these are the verses by which stage by stage how one reaches to the prem. And by this our chapter will close. Can we, you mostly we know all these verses. Let us read. Adau Shardha Tatasadhu Sangau Atha Bhajan Kriya Tato Anarth Nivarti Sya Tato Nishta Ruchis Tata Atha Ashaktis Tato Bhavas Tata Prema Bhyo Udanchati Sadhkanam Ayam Premaha Prardu Bhave Bhaveta Kramaha. Stage by stage. So in the beginning, there must be faith. What is this faith means? At least they say, oh, this devotee is very nice. These Hare Krishna people, they distribute prasad is good. So even they have this small faith. I was hearing somebody, you know, who is the owner of the Apple computers?
Steve Jobs.
He has given a written statement in a paper, and he also said, when I was a student and I was not having money, I used to go to Hare Krishna temple for Sunday prasad. But it means he heard Hare Krishna mantra. So like this, they gave some faith in at beginning. Like there are so many people, but this faith will bring them near changing. And then the so beginning there must be a faith. Then one become interested in associating with pure devotees. Thereafter one is initiated by a spiritual master, which is actually bhajan kriya. As such, in the verse there is no word initiation. But bhajan kriya means he is instructed to do the bhajan, which means service, which is after angas. The most three are out of the 64 angas of bhakti, of vaidhi sadhan bhakti, three first are most important. Acharya Upasanam, meaning taking initiation from a spiritual master, learning from him and serving him. There are questions in your question bank which are just, so you have to refute, it is not Anga Bhakti. Like they have one question in your Nectar of Instruction, 110-year-old Babaji of Vrindavan, I want to take initiation from him. No, he is not following six Vegas are not controlled, he may be 120 years, but it's not qualified for that. So you have to understand the question. If somebody says, Anga, is Gyan is Anga of Bhakti?
No.
Instead of asking like that, they say, by practicing Anga of Bhakti, Gyan, then he says, Gyan is not Anga of Bhakti. Maybe in the beginning it is useful, but it is not under the 64 Angas of the Bhakti. So here also it is implied that taking initiation. Speaking absolutely, well, Krishna, Prem Krishna can give to anybody. But initiation is to connect with the Sampradaya, to connect with Parampara, and to give facility for worship of the deity, which is one of the most important Anga of Bhakti, deity worship. Thereafter, there is initiation, spiritual master excuse the executive regulative principle under his order, Thus one freed from all unwanted habits, anarth nivarti. And after anarth nivarti, he develops firm fixed devotional service, nishta. Thereafter one develops taste with intelligent. This is the way of sadhana bhakti. Taste and then attachment. Attachment is spontaneous, not with intelligence, but with spontaneous attachment. Sakti. Generally after nishta. Up till nishta, all has to perform vaidhi sadhana bhakti. Everybody has to perform sadhana bhakti up till nishta. After nishta and at any stage, ruchi or asakti, he can go on rag anuga marg, or he can continue vaidhi marg. It is up to him. Type of devotee he is associating with. But therefore, you know, this is already decided actually what you are asking. There are so many other spiritual organizations. Why we have joined the Krishna conscious movement? This is the movement of Raganoga Bhakti. This movement is actually Gauravani Pracharane. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu has brought actually the Raga Bhakti. And in our practices, we are practicing Raga Bhakti. Tulsi Puja is Raga Bhakti. You know, and many of the things we are also practicing now. Our worship is Damodara Leela is an Raga Bhakti. He wants to love Krishna like a baby. This is a Vatsalya, and the beginning is a Vatsalya Bhav. Can you see? The beginning is a Vatsalya Bhav, then it's going towards Madhurya. Radhikaya, Tadiya, Priya, I want to see. Yeah, so the Bhav is changing. Can you see? Advancement. But we have already selected this. Vaidhis, so many are going by Vaidhi. As given at the end of the Raganuga, Pushti Marg is a Raganuga Marg because they follow Vatsalya Prem mostly. So like that, they follow that. So then ends our, what happened? Finish. Hare Krishna. 1 o'clock they have to finish. So we have finished our course of Bhakti Shastra.